Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. You know, living the creative life is hard. There's some seasons where you're constantly churning out work, and it seems effortless, painless, and even fun. But then there are those times your creative well is dry and you struggle to accomplish just about anything. In these times, have you found yourself asking, how do I find balance between my life and my business? How do I grow when I'm struggling to take care of today? What do I need to do to make it? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to help you answer those questions with 6 ways you can use to fuel your inspiration, motivation, and action. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 106, Inspired to Act. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/106. Getting Work to Work is brought to you by Chris Martin Studios, a video production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. Keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at gwtw.co/106. By doing so, you'll receive my 2 latest guides, DIY Documentary and Build Your Platform, as well as weekly inspiration and ways to increase your curiosity and wonder. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. As I mentioned at the start of the episode, living the creative life is hard. There are seasons where you're constantly producing work that is effortless, painless, and you're having fun doing it. But then there are those times where everything is a struggle. I recently went through a phase where I was producing great work, but I was getting just empty of ideas, and everything really felt like a struggle. I was having moments of depression. And this past weekend, I went on a road trip to Seattle with my wife. We went to the Museum of Pop Culture in Seattle and got to really experience the Jim Henson Imagination exhibit. And then we went to Tweed's Cafe in Snoqualmie Falls in the North Bend, Washington area. Those two places are best known for the Double R Diner in Twin Peaks, as well as the waterfall that's in the opening of the show. As I went on this road trip and experienced just the life and body of work of Jim Henson and dove into just my geekness for the show Twin Peaks, I realized that inspiration and motivation needs to be fueled on a consistent basis in ways beyond just consuming. For me, it's really easy to consume things. It's really easy to watch movies. It's really easy to read books. It's really easy to not really do anything other than passively take things in. But one thing that I really took away on this road trip was the need for experiences and adventure and really indulging my curiosity. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share 6 ways that you can fuel your inspiration, motivation, and ultimately your action. First, acquire experiences, not stuff. It can be hard to just get by, to get enough work to pay bills, to pay groceries and gas, you know, all that daily stuff that we need to pay. We need to pay our bills. But when I was younger, I wanted to acquire stuff. I wanted to buy more books. I wanted to buy DVDs and Blu-rays. I wanted to buy comics and guitars and music, CDs back in the day. And that desire to acquire stuff as an adult looks more like cars and houses and the things that fill houses and cars. But as I think about my creative life, I think about experiences. I think about going on trips and I think about living life. And somehow I feel the creative juices flowing more when I remember the mist of the Snoqualmie Falls more than just watching the falls on the opening titles of Twin Peaks in the DVDs that I own. And so experiences, collecting those places that you've gone to, the people that you've met, the authors that you've met, maybe the barbecue that you've eaten. Collecting experiences fuel our creative pursuits in more ways than we can possibly imagine because we do things outside of our daily pursuits. And that is so necessary to a life of creativity. Second, similar to acquiring experiences, we need to go on adventures. As I get older, my sense of adventure lessens and becomes maybe a little bit more fearful as I think about the insanity of the world. But then when I go on vacation and go on adventures, I realize that adventure is really the spice of life. Adventures don't need to be this giant Indiana Jones pursuit in South America in search of idols. They can be something small that get you out of your daily rut, but they can be something big that you plan for. I have a friend who runs a travel planning company, and she creates everything from small adventures to week-long adventures for groups of people. And it gets me thinking about how can I build adventure not only into my life, but my daily pursuits, my daily work. What can I do today that gets me beyond just the work that I need to make today? So for example, the adventure that I went on today was just really recollecting the trip from the weekend and pouring that energy into my newsletter and energy into this podcast. That's the adventure that I've kind of gone on today, and really getting a sense of what I want to do this week in terms of an adventure, whether that's going to the Leica exhibit in the Portland Art Museum, or really trying a new restaurant or a new coffee shop, or just going on a road trip around town on new roads. Those are some of the simple adventures that I can go on as I plan for maybe something bigger down the road. Third, indulge your curiosity. I talk a lot about curiosity, and I'm curious about a lot of things. And sometimes my curiosity sends me down a rabbit trail of learning about new software or wondering how to build something or how to do something. And other times my curiosity leads me to a conversation or even a new project. What about for you? What is your curiosity leading you towards? Is it maybe a new artistic medium that you want to work with? Maybe it's a new process that you want to learn about. Last week, I interviewed an artist, Megan Ekman, and she was talking about having to learn how paint was made back in her schooling experience, and that it gave her a new insight into just what goes into making paint and what goes into the price that you pay when you buy paint. And so I think about the things that I'm curious about and whether I allow myself to be curious about them. Because sometimes when we have a lot of work or we don't have any work, it can be guilt-ridden to indulge our curiosity when we know we have stuff to do. I encourage you to indulge your curiosity. Take some time to really play in those areas that you want to play in. Fourth, create with your hands. The more time I spend on the computer, the more I want to be away from the computer, working with my hands, because it gives me an appreciation for those digital tools that I intuitively know. As I draw with pencils, as I cut paper with X-Acto knives, as I paste, glue, twist, and hammer, my hands feel different textures, my hands get dirty, things don't work like I think they're going to work, and I start to get different ideas. I start thinking new things. I start thinking in different ways, and that's fun. As I create with my hands, there's a sense of danger. There's a sense of not really sure how it's going to turn out because there's no command Z with working with our hands. If we get something wrong, we either have to find a way to fix it or we have to do it over again. And there's something awesome about that that's maybe taken for granted in the digital world. Fifth, tell new stories. What genres are you working in now? What genres do you want to be working in? For me, I work a lot in documentary filmmaking. I have certain stories that I'm attracted to. I'm interested in the stories of creativity. I'm interested in the stories of artists and process and how they work through struggles of motivation. But what are some new stories that I can tell? What are some stories that are maybe not nonfiction, but are fiction-based? What worlds can I be creating? Those are the questions that I ask myself as I go down this road of telling new stories. Telling new stories starts with asking ourselves questions. It's a lot about curiosity, going on adventures as well. All of these things that I've talked about lead us to telling new stories because we are not any longer immersed in the same stories every day. I remember hearing something about the importance of traveling in the world because then we experience new cultures and we don't take our world for granted anymore. That is the power of new stories and new experiences. Sixth and finally, find ways to merge what you know with what you want to learn. I've been reading the book Leonardo da Vinci by Walter Isaacson, and in this book, he talks about how Leonardo da Vinci and other Renaissance artists were consciously combining multiple disciplines of art, science, and engineering in order to create new work and new realities. And I can't help but be inspired by that thought of how can I continue to merge what I know with what I want to learn or what I don't even have the possibility of knowing right now. One of the areas of interest that I have is stop motion animation, which means that not only do I get to create with my hands, but I get to position things and try new techniques. But I also love documentary filmmaking, so how can I collide and smash and mash up those two worlds and create something new? What does that look like? How can I indulge my curiosity? How can I create with my hands? How can I go on adventures, acquire these new experiences by merging everything that I know with what I want to learn? And that's exciting. That fills me with some motivation and passion to act this week, to not only create the work that I've been hired to do, but to do what Jim Henson did. He wasn't satisfied with just making commercials for IBM and other companies. He wanted to create characters, he wanted to create worlds, and he wanted to continue pushing himself into new territories and new possibilities that were just living in his mind at some point in his life. And so that is what this looks like. This trip over the weekend inspired me in ways that I can't even possibly imagine what it's going to result in the days and weeks to come. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com. As this episode comes to a close, I want to share a quote from The Design Entrepreneur by Stephen Heller and Lita Tallarico. Whether personal or collective, drive is the common denominator of all entrepreneurial pursuits. Of course, then comes the brilliant idea, and finally, the fervent wherewithal to make and market the result. In terms of physics, two forces, will and intelligence, must be fused in order to generate enough energy to take the entrepreneurial plunge, and it's not always easy. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.